Mark Gibson's third grade class at Hobgood Elementary in Murfreesboro files through the door late in the school day. Gibson asks the sanitation crew to join him in cleaning up after the class pets, a pair of rats named Ruby and Penny. Gibson says he originally purchased the rats as a reward for a lesson that his class worked on.
We taught supply and demand, scarcity of supply, how to change the prices and stuff when that happens. And they actually brought goods in. They had four mini businesses. And we raised, I think it was close to 400 bucks.
The class used that money to purchase the rats, cage, and accessories, and put money into an account for food and maintenance. Gibson says that since the rats have come to his class, he's seen improvements in student behavior and motivation. He says that he's also used the rats to teach the students lessons in responsibility.
If the rats look dirty, and the kids will call them out on it. If the rats look dirty, there's poop in their cage, they haven't been fed, they'll call the sanitation crew out and say, hey, y'all aren't doing y'all's job. And they know that people are knocking at the door to take their job. So they'll get on it real quick.
What is you guys' favorite part about getting to play with the rats?
When they just wander around you or in the grass. Yeah. It's like, they're just babies, they're 4 months old, so it's good to watch them.
She's the dirtier one.
Gibson adds that he uses the pets as an incentive to make his classroom a place that students want to be. He says he often lets students exhibiting good behavior interact one-on-one with Penny and Ruby during their morning reading time.
If it took $200 to make a kid want to desire to come in every day, then that's $200 well spent. I know a lot of seasoned teachers preach more on just trying to get to transformation quicker, and just my philosophy is that if incentives are the starting point that get to transformation, then start with incentives.
The Mars Pet Care Review of Research supports Gibson's classroom experience. The study shows classroom pets can have significant impacts on student behaviors and attitudes.
It was just a cool way to kind of wrap up a bunch of different lessons and make it real life for them.
For WMOT, I'm Alexis Marshall.